Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi, I'm Paul Listick, and welcome to Behind the Curtain. Well, and that, of course, was a great theme from Pippin, the musical. But, of course, it's all about those words. We have magic to do just for you. Yes, magic is on its way back to Chicago as we work our way through the pandemic. Hi, everybody. This is Paul Listick. Welcome to Behind the Curtain. I'm, of course, with WGN-TV, but we get to do some entertainment things here on our WGN Radio podcast. So this is the reopening of the Chicago Magic Lounge. It's coming back to Chicago. It is an incredible place, such a treasure, and I'm so glad it's opening again. Joining me to talk about this is the owner of the Chicago Magic Lounge, Joey Cranford, and the headliner magician, certainly during that first week, which is going to be August 2nd through the 8th. Luis Carrion joins me. Gentlemen, welcome. So glad you could join me to talk about the opening, the reopening.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah, and so let me start with you, Joey, because you and I, we actually did a podcast back when the Magic Lounge was first opening, was first sort of new to Chicago. First of all, what you been doing for 16 months?
Oh, you know, looking at my posters and reading some books in my empty library. it's been a wild ride. We actually haven't taken a day off work. Once we were allowed to get back into the building after the stay at home was lifted, we've been here 5 days a week, just plotting our return.
Which is great. And Luis, I'm going to get to you in a moment, but first, Joey, let's remind everybody, because this is such a unique, very Chicago thing. It's located at 5050 North Clark, but don't look for a sign outside that says "Welcome to the Magic Club," and don't expect to look inside the window from outside and see a bunch of magicians doing their thing, because that's not how you get into this place.
Correct. Yes, we don't want it to be too easy. I mean, if you just pass by a bunch of magicians in a window, you know, that's not really what we do. We want you to have to work hard for it. And we do enjoy fooling people all along the way. So the actual experience is kind of one big trick. It's you look for the clues, you look for the signs, you look for a little neon sign that says misdirection, because that's what this whole thing is about. It's about taking you away from reality, misdirecting you for the evening, and just giving over to a little sense of wonder and imagination. So, yeah, it's all part of the experience.
Well, I'm just going to say, the first time I went there, I started to take my clothes off and put them in a laundry bin. But I'll let people experience what I'm talking about for themselves.
We have that on video. If you want me to share it,
yes. Oh, I'm sure that would be great. That'll help my career without question. Luis Carrion, you are just an accomplished, well-respected magician. No surprise that you are part of the opening week. I know you're originally from Mexico, but tell my listeners a bit about your background and a little bit about close-up magic, which is, you know, you can't fool us because we're right on top of you.
Right. So yeah. So in brief, my background: I was born in Mexico, and then I moved here when I was about the age of 8. And then I got interested in magic by my grandfather. He was a circus clown, and whenever he was in town, he would always do magic for me. Never tell me how it was done, but I think that's how I got the magic bug. So that's how I got into magic. As in for close up magic. You know, there's the great thing about Chicago close-up magic is that, you know, and anybody can tell you, happens right there in your face, close to you. You don't have to worry about any angles, any restrictions. You get to see the whole 360 view from for a magic show. And that's kind of rare, especially when it comes to magic. So that's really what close-up magic to me is. You get the whole experience 360.
And Louise, I was going to say, I mean, if it's, you know, close up, I suppose it's a distant magic, right? I imagine if I'm sitting in an audience, I'm looking way up and I can, you know, I can watch a magician make an elephant disappear or something like that and maybe never know how it's done. But with when you have a deck of cards or you have coins or you have dice or you have a variety of things in your hand, you're right in front of us. Is it more nerve-wracking for you, the magician, to think, if I mess up, I'm going to get caught, as opposed to having a distance from the audience?
It really is, you know. It's close-up magic, in all the branches of magic, it is the hardest to master and the hardest to make it look good. You know, you can get on a stage, you can have your, you know, you can have your stage light, you can have your, you know, background, whatever you can. But you know, in close-up, the background is the audience, and at that point, you really can't hide anything. They're actually burning your hands, and they can catch any little thing. So close-up magic is probably the hardest branch. And then, of course, also the most rewarding in all of magic.
Well, it's rewarding for the audience, too, because it is such great fun. I'm one of those people, you know, trying to catch what you're doing and see if I can figure it out. I'm not very good at that. But Joey, let me come back to you, because here's the other thing. When we make our way in and we finally get into the club after we've done our laundry and a variety of other things that we might have find ourselves doing, once again, we want people to understand, it's not as though you walk in and you take your seat and you watch the magic show and you leave. There's a lot more going on. Talk about the space, the rooms. There's so much going on.
Right. Well, we wanted to have an immersive experience when you enter the Chicago Magic Lounge and kind of redefine what you think of when you think of a magic show. You know what Lewis was saying about all the close-up stuff. I mean, that was done by performers at the turn of the century, but you know, back then, really, the show was, you know, for 2,000 people, smoke and mirrors and trapdoors. You know, you couldn't see it. You were sitting so far away. So we wanted to create that intimate experience that kind of surrounds you. So whenever you walk in, there is a magic bar, and we can talk about the history of Chicago-style magic in another conversation here, but you see a magic bar that has a magician behind it, and we're making some really great craft cocktails, kind of Prohibition era. And then there's our magic library that is just full of books from the 1800s and early 1900s and some modern contemporary books on magic. And then whenever you're ready for the seat, if you have a ticket to the show, if not, you can hang out at the bar. But if you have a ticket, we lead you through a second speakeasy entrance, which is another little secret that we built into the theater. And then you walk in to this massive, you know, just the expanse of this place just blows up when you come through this library. And it's 110 seats. There's two floors. There's a mezzanine seating up there as well. And it's very up close and personal where we do the magic at your table, about six or seven magicians kind of wandering around doing magic at your table. Some magic done on stage, but it's parlor magic. It's not big stage illusions. It's basically close up just for the whole group. And then we have some select tickets near the front two rows that get a little bit extra, and that's whenever they go back to our third space, which is the 654 Club, and that is our 40-seat, really intimate close-up room where we see just some of the best people working in the world today.
And as I recall, when I entered the place, I'm a huge fan of Penn & Teller and their Foolish show. Mm-hmm. There's a Foolish trophy on a shelf over there. That means somebody at the Magic Club, at the Magic Lounge, has won that.
Right. Well, that was for one of our opening shows featuring David Parr, a longtime Chicago magician. And he had just been on Penn & Teller's Fool Us. But just because that's the one trophy you've seen, we have magicians from all over the country, all over the world, who have been on that show, who have won that show. And they still bring their trophy with them on the road. But we do have the best in magic appearing nightly here at the Magic Lounge.
And Lewis, when you're up close, because as Joey has said, and again, I've been through it, so I know you sort of sit there, you can order some food, you have a drink, so you're chatting with your friends or your, you know, people you're with until a magician, you know, comes around to you, and several of them are coming around. Do you make sure, Lewis, that your tricks, your show is different from the other people roaming around? How is that all balanced to make sure everybody's doing something different as people, you know, so that you don't come up and do a trick and the magician right behind you comes up and does the same one?
You know, luckily we have a great team of magicians, and you know, we all know each other pretty well. We know what each other does, and we always, you know, even before we start performing, we'll just double check who's doing what. But as variety goes, I really think that every magician at the Chicago Magic Lounge is different. I don't think I see anybody duplicate any effects at the table. So I really think that the team that we have at the Chicago Magic Lounge, everybody's unique, and different. So, you know, we really don't have a problem with you know, duplicating effects or that sort of thing, because everybody's very unique in their own way.
And Joey, you know, it's different, of course. It's the kind of thing you can, I need to come back, because I mean, it's been a while, well, it's been 16 months since I've been there, like everybody else. But the night I was there, you had a fabulous mentalist named Mark. Now, I know he's not part of the opening week here and stuff. Perhaps he'll return down the line. But talk about sort of the structure. I mean, there's the close-up magicians like Lewis, but then there's the mentalist. There's just so many different ways magic can be presented.
Right. So you're thinking of one of the best mentalists in Chicago working today, Mark Tolan, which at the time, whenever you saw, I think you would come during when David Parr was doing Wednesdays, but we actually featured Mark Tolan on our Artist in Residence series for about 3 months. He's just phenomenal. He's really close to our project. So the way it works, you know, with the close-up magic and all that's done before, it's kind of like your appetizer course, but the magic that's on our stage, it runs the gamut, you know, of mentalism, of comedy. There's a lot of comedy magic, but that's the beautiful thing about like modern magic, is that the comedy is kind of inherent in the effects themselves. You know, it's kind of the first gut reaction when you see something appear or something disappear, is to kind of laugh at it. But we do specialize in a little bit more of that light-hearted Chicago-style comedy magic thing. But yeah, mentalists come in and just kind of freak you out by telling you what you dreamed last night, what color your car is, and just all kinds of weird stuff. But yeah, you know, there's certain things that we've tested in the past that don't really resonate too much. You know, we had a juggling act, and it was like, well, we're here for magic. So we fixed that, made sure that magic was the only thing that you see. But now we do have Monday nights, which is really special. We're bringing live jazz to Andersonville every Monday night, and it's one of the coolest atmospheres. It's just live jazz on the stage and close-up magic wandering around the room. And while the band takes a break, we have an act on stage, and then the band comes back out, and it's just more close-up magic. It's just a real chill evening.
That's wild. The name 654 Club, that special club, that's not random.
No, nothing at the Chicago Magic Lounge is random. There's a purpose hidden behind every single detail. So the 654 Club, again, everything we do is about magic history. And so there's a magician who was in Chicago. The Tribune's done many stories on him. His name's Bill Malone. And Bill Malone was a bar magician. He worked at the New York Lounge on North Lincoln for years. And he basically, you know, kept that style of magic going. And he ended up moving down to Florida, opening up a magic bar in Boca Raton, but all based on the work that he did here in Chicago. And one of the card tricks that he did in Chicago, he made really famous. It's called Sam the Bellhop. Now, he didn't invent the trick. He learned it from another Chicago bar magician who used to work at the Ivanhoe named Frank Everhart. And this trick is a story trick where you have a deck of cards, and every card you turn over tells another little aspect of the story. It's always the same story, but Bill Malone shuffles the cards between, and it's just impossible. It's just magic. And, you know, for instance, you know, the story goes along, and it goes, hey, you know, you're a great bellhop and all, but we want to play a little game of poker. You know anybody? And he goes, in fact, I do. And as he's saying this, the guy's cutting the cards, shuffling the cards, and he says, I came, you know, Sam came back and he brought four guys and they were all named Jack. And as he does that, he just turns over the four Jacks. And they say, this is incredible. Sam, where'd you find them? And he says, well, I found them down at the 654 Club right down the block. And it's this callback that happens through this trick, the 654, or the 654 Club. And so it's a well-known routine in magic. Not a lot of laymen know it, but that's kind of the point. It's just an inside joke for us. And I tell you, whenever magicians come to Chicago and they see that they get to play the 654 Club right down the block, it's just, it makes them giddy. It's just one of our little inside jokes, but it does, again, harken back to the history of Chicago magic.
Well, and as I recall, the night I was there in the 654 Club, the magician did the 654 trick. He demonstrated it for everybody, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Is that a requirement? Yeah. Will everybody see it that night, or I was just lucky?
I think you were lucky. I think you might have actually seen Bill Malone. No, it's not. You know, I thought for a while, I was like, well, what if the MC, you know, before every trick, it's like, oh, this is our thing, we just do that trick. But that trick's very special, and it's really hard to master it. So only a few people will actually do that trick back there. But yeah, coincidentally, you saw that trick.
Louis, I'm going to ask you a tricky question. I'm not sure you can answer it, but I've always wondered this. You know, the magician takes out a deck of cards. Hey, it's an ordinary deck of cards. It's an ordinary coin. But I've never asked the magician this question. If I brought a brand new deck of cards sealed and I gave it to you and I went, here's an ordinary deck of cards, could you work with that? Or would you say, no, Paul, I'm going to go with my own cards here, my own special, you know, ordinary cards?
It's piece of cake. Piece of cake. Yeah. No, I've had it happen many times where people just bring you their own deck because, you know, they don't trust the magician's deck. And absolutely. The magic is not on the deck, it's on the magician. So absolutely, that's something that can be easily done without any problem.
So much for my Marshall Brodeen magic set that I bought when I was a kid. And Luis, let me ask you, maybe you probably, like either of you can answer this, but I know that first week you're going to have Justin Purcell, Jan Rose. Talk to me a bit about some of the other folks who will be performing with you.
Justin is another Chicago-based magician, and, you know, he performs a lot at the Logan Arcade. That's where he performs a lot during the Tuesdays. And, and when people come and see Justin, they're gonna have a great time. He's funny, he's entertaining, and his magic is really some of the best magic in Chicago. So people will definitely be entertained by Mr. Justin Purcell, and he will make you believe the magic is real.
And I know, and yes, go ahead.
You're also going to see Paige Thompson, she's just amazing. She's loads of credits that she regularly goes out for Masters of Illusion on the CW, and she was on a Steve Harvey show. So she's just wonderful, and she's part of our crew here as well. So it's, you know, what's really great about our first week of performers is that we're basically thanking those true core magicians, and we want them to introduce them to the public live, because during the break we did a lot of virtual shows, and we were able to bring in magicians from all over the world virtually through our virtual cocktail hour, but some of the hardest working were definitely Paige and Louis and Justin, and so we're bringing them back live for that real purpose, to you know, shift our focus from the virtual Zoom magic shows into an actual real live experience, which we just can't wait for.
And Joey, should we mention Jan Rose too, the MC?
Absolutely, the amazing Jan Rose. She is our resident MC. I used to actually host the shows back in the beginning, but it turns out running a business and hosting a show, it really takes a toll. So Jan has become our main MC. And she hosts every night like it's just the biggest event that you've ever seen. And also our bar magician is returning, Jeff Bibbitt, the man who puts the ick in magic. he does classic bar magic routines, truly in the way that they used to do at the New York Lounge and at Frank's Magic Bar and Ryan's Magic Tap and all these other places. It's going to be a really fun opening week.
And as I remember, he's very funny as well, because, you know, part of, obviously you have to be an entertainer. You can't just do the trick and say, thank you, I'm out of here. You've got to entertain, keep people going. Luis, because I'm an expert in magic, because I have seen every episode of Penn and Teller's Fool Us, what I have also come to learn is that women in magic, it's almost a new, you know, it's sort of a new world, a new generation. There weren't a lot of women magicians in the past, but just even listening from the lineup you have coming up, that's very different. It's even different at the Magic Lounge, Chicago Magic Lounge.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I believe, you know, females in magic, you know, they've always been around magic. I think, you know, now it's until like now that the females are gained, you know, that the respect that they deserve, you know, because I think magic should be an area where, you know, whether you're a man or a female, it should be open to anybody, you know. And, you know, I feel like this time right now, females are definitely finally getting the respect that they deserve, you know. I mean, you go back in history and you'll see all these famous female magicians that nobody really talks about. You'll see them in posters, but I feel like finally, you know, it's about time that they finally got the respect that they deserve. And sometimes other times they're actually a lot better than the men, you know?
I think they would agree. Joey, yeah. I'm imagining as you book your shows and you book that's part of what's in your mind, right? Some balance, letting Chicago see the diversity that Chicago or even people coming to visit Chicago has to offer.
It's not just something that we keep in our mind. It is one of our core values as a business to really celebrate diversity and integration and just all kinds of innovation and magic. We want to make sure that you see magic. Like I said, like that concept of going to a magic show where you just go in, you sit down, and you see a guy pull a rabbit out of a top hat. We are blowing that out of the water. We want you to see magicians from all makes, all backups, all creeds, all orientations. You know, we've just really embraced the LGBTQ plus magicians as well, just letting them tell their story through the magic, which is just really wonderful. Last year for Pride Week, we had an amazing trans performer that came out of Iowa and just really told an amazing story. They were just so powerful. So it's not just something to keep in mind. It is who we are, and it's what we want magic to be. And the only way we can really shape what we want magic to be is just to make it so. And so we are shaping what we want future of magic to look like.
That really is phenomenal. It's just so great to play to the diversity, not only of our city, but of our country, and do that. Now, Joey, a lot of people might think, you know, hey, I know that you talked about alcohol and special drinks and all that, so you got to be 21 to get in. There is some truth to that, but it's not completely true.
Right. Well, we want, you know, this is by typically the conversation. If you own a theater and own a magic theater and you'd say, hey, you know, I've got I own a magic theater, you should come and see it. And they say, great, my kid loves magic. And it's like, of course they do. They're a kid. You know, we are about Chicago style magic, which started in the restaurants and bars of Chicago right after Prohibition. I mean, this is just a place you could go. You could have fun as an adult, drink, imbibe, laugh, have a good time. It was fun to be fooled was the motto. And, you know, we're not necessarily saying, you know, drinks only, you know, but it is that adult atmosphere that you want. We want you to find your childlike wonder again. And I think that's really important, especially because, you know, we're so big with date nights. We're so big with family groups that come in, you know, or just people who haven't seen each other since college or whatever. They all want to come out. Business parties come out, you know, and if you go out and you're having some really sophisticated cocktails at a show in an atmosphere that you see is kind of elevated, you look over, you see a couple, you know, 9-year-olds, you start to question how much you're going to actually, you know, how much fun you're going to, you know, it's just a different atmosphere when you're out with an adult nightlife crowd and then you see children. Now, we know children love magic, and without the children loving magic, we won't really have the future of magic. There are times for that, you know.
I would just turn to the magician and say, I'd ask the magician to please make the 9-year-olds disappear. I mean, if you can be a magician,
yeah,
then let's.
Yeah. And we can't ask people to do that. But let's say we've got, you know, an 18-year-old that's, you know, coming into town to see their older siblings here with the parents, you know, that's okay. Up to about 16 is, you know, because a 16-year-old today looks like a 25-year-old. It's just the weirdest thing. But if you come in with your 16-year-old, you know, that's fine. But as mature as a 12-year-old or a 9-year-old can behave, it's really not the atmosphere and the vibe, you know, that we want. It's not that we're doing like lewd language, and it's just an atmospheric kind of thing. We really are invested in getting the public, the adult going audience to reinvest in their own childhood.
And the reason I asked that question, because I knew you allowed people in 16 and over as long as they're with a guardian and so that, you know, they can enjoy too. You've got to obviously, you know, craft and start creating future magicians for the future. Joey, let everybody know how the website is chicagomagiclounge.com. That's where we can buy tickets and different shows all week long, right? I mean, you're open now. I know that, as I said, you're having a special signature show that starts August 2nd through 8th. That was the one I was talking about, but you're open now and you're open for good.
No, well, we're not open now. Our tickets are available now.
Okay.
We are open as of August 2nd. Our tickets are live. So if you go to chicagomagiclounge.com, have a look around. We've done a full refresh on the website. The ticketing platform is completely different. Now you get to pick your seats. Make sure you pick a premium seat so you get a seat in the 654 Club. Those are the first seats to always go. Our mezzanine is now at a reduced price. It does not include the 654 Club, but it's a great view. You get to look over the whole audience, kind of lording over everything. All the close-up magic is included in all the seats as well. Yep, we're just getting everything ready. We've polished the terrazzo. We've repainted the walls. We've got a brand new magic top on the bar. We've done a lot. I'm getting some new posters framed, and it's going to be a spick and span new place whenever we get there August 2nd.
Which is great. See, I didn't think you were open, but you just told a story where I thought you referenced something that happened recently. I went, oops, I'm wrong, but I wasn't wrong. So that's good. We're going to start August 2nd.
I blacked out most of the pandemic.
Right, you probably were giving me a story from 2017, and I didn't even know it. So, so Lewis, let me ask you, what's your favorite trick? When you come by my table and show me, what favorite trick will be the one that you will share with me?
Man, you know, that's a hard question to answer because they're all my favorite things, you know. And if I tell you what the trick is, that will spoil the surprise.
Okay, then we're just going to have to come and see you.
Yeah, but you're guaranteed to have a good time and then be entertained throughout the whole time.
All right, magician Lewis Carrion and CML owner Joey Cranford. Can't wait to see you again, guys. So happy we're reopening. We've made it through this terrible time. You're making the pandemic disappear. That's great for the Chicago Magic Lounge. At 5050 North Clark Street, trust me, if you haven't had the experience, you want it. And if you have had it, you're going to do it again. I know I am. Gentlemen, thank you so much. ChicagoMagicLounge.com or 312-366-4500 for the box office for tickets. Thank you, gentlemen. And break a leg. So glad you're back. It's Chicago needs you.
The magic is back. Thank you.
Well, if you want to know more about what we've talked about here, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Paul Lisnek. That's PaulLisnek. And I'd love to hear your comments or topic suggestions for future podcasts. You can also go to my website, paullisnek.tv. And hey, don't forget to hit subscribe on WGN Plus and iTunes and tune in each week to hear more insider scoop coming to you from behind the curtain.